At Cool Air Products, we developed AC Smart Seal Quick Shot with professionals in mind. It's the only product on the market that's 3-in-1 with sealant, lubricant, and UV dye all in a single application. It's non-toxic, non-flammable, 100% safe to the touch, eco-friendly, and compatible with all refrigerants. It's a safe solution option, backed by years of R&D, Intertech tested, and has sealed millions of leaks. AC Smart Seal, the professional's choice.
What's up, guys? The Know It All podcast is back. We're in full effect. Another great episode for you guys. We have Mike Walton from Cool Air Products on the show. Now, Mike and I had a very, very genuine, open and honest conversation regarding Cool Air Products, the background of the company, and Mike was very forthcoming about what's going on over there and the uses of the products and kind of how the company was formed. So pay attention to Mike, good guy, very genuine conversation. There was something I was thinking about the other day. I like to visualize when I troubleshoot, and I'll tell you what I mean. For the longest time, what I would do if I had, let's say I had a problem with a refrigeration circuit, it could be air conditioning, refrigeration, whatever, but I would still draw out the refrigeration diagram, the compressor, the condenser, the metering device, the evaporator, and maybe draw in a receiver if it had one, or any bells and whistles. And then I'd draw where I'm taking my pressures from and where I'm taking my temperatures from on the system, and I'd stare at it and I'd study it and try to figure out where in the system I'm going wrong. All right, and I did that for a lot of years, and I did it so much that eventually I didn't have to do it as much because it was kind of in my head, ingrained in my head, this diagram, because I always drew it the same way. And one day I'll maybe post how I draw it. Not a big deal or anything like that. It's just the way I drew it and the way I think about the system. So now, it's kind of odd because if you guys ever watch CSI, you know when they're at a crime scene, the crime's already been committed, and they're kind of discussing what may have happened, and then they kind of watch this visualization, this reenactment of it right in front of their face. That's kind of how I visualize things now. I visualize a system in front of me or in my head that same way. It's really, really weird that my brain does it this way. And I think it's just because so many years I drew it out. I drew it out. Every time I had a problem, just kept drawing it until I understood it. And then eventually just kind of gets slammed into your brain, right? So I just wanted to bring that up. So visualization is a really important part of troubleshooting. And if you can visualize things on how they're meant to run, it's going to help you a lot. So if you can't visualize, get pen to paper and draw something out. It really does work. It helps. I can attest to that. Anyway, guys, let's get to the podcast. Mike Walton's coming up from Cool Air Products. This is the HVAC Know-It-All Podcast. I'm your host, as usual, Gary McCready. Yesterday, I had the distinct pleasure of demoing and reviewing the Testo 510i Smart Probe. It's a dual port manometer. It's very thin, like slim, which is good because it's about the length of my hand and it fits in a tool pouch really, really nicely. So I tested gas manifold pressure, and I also tested the negative pressure from the HeatX that the pressure switch picks up. Both tests went really, really well, and I was really pleased with the performance of the tool. I have a YouTube video that I'm going to be publishing very shortly, probably within the next couple of days. By the time you listen to this, it could be out already. So check that out, guys. It's the 510i from Testo. Go to testo.com if you want to learn more about the tool. Now, I did receive a demo product from Yellow Jacket. It's a scale. It's their newer scale. If you go to yellowjacket.com and you want to check it out, go to the HVACR products. And as you're scrolling through the pictures, it'll come up there. It's pretty rugged. It comes in like a carrying case with a yellow jacket branding. The little screen that you read the weight in that from, it gets tucked up underneath the scale with a little strap, so it's not in the way. There's a little indentation under the scale for you to put that in there and then slide it into the case and carry it up to the job site wherever you're working. Yellowjacket.com is the place you want to go to check it out, and watch for my review/demo on the scale coming up in the near future. Tomorrow, guys, I'm cleaning some chiller condensers, small chillers, and a couple of small cooling tunnel condensers. So I'm going to be busting out the Viper coil cleaner. You guys have probably seen it. It comes in the red can. It's got the Viper branding on it, the snake that kind of pops out at you. I really like that logo. It just kind of pops when you look at it. It's an expanding foam. It's non-rinse. And when you spray it in, it's like a high-pressure spray. It gets into the back of the coil, and it starts to foam up and pull the dirt out. It's really good for kitchens where you have a lot of grease and that. It's a good degreasing coil cleaner. So check that out, guys. Viper coil cleaner. Now, I usually save True Tech Tools to the end, not this time. Guys, save 8% on your purchases at True Tech Tools with promo code KNOWITALL. All right, save on Testo. Get preferred Testo pricing by heading over to my website, HVACKKNOWITALL.com. Click on the True Tech Tools logo. Sign up and then sign in to your True Tech Tools account, and you'll see that preferred Testo pricing right there. The Armstrong Spot Armstrong Equipment Contest is going to the 31st of December. So if you guys want to get your pumps in for your $20 gift card, you have about a week and a half to do so. And then the contest is over. It's done. All right. Cool Air Products. Well, guys, this whole podcast is about Cool Air Products. So all you got to do is go back and listen to the podcast again to get that info again. But Cool Air Products.net is the place you want to go for more information on that. Now, FieldPulse.com, their app, Simply Send, free invoicing, free estimating. If you want to upgrade, move up to FieldPulse, 14-day free trial at FieldPulse.com/HVAC KNOWITALL. All right, guys, and let me just step back a minute. The Armstrong Pump Contest, if you guys want to fill out that form, if you have a pump that you want to submit, you got to go to armstrongfluidtechnology.com/HVAC KNOWITALL. What's up, everybody? I got Mike on the phone from Cool Air Products. Pretty exciting podcast conversation because we're going to get to talk about some of the cool products that Cool Air Products offer. So how you doing tonight, Mike?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Gary?
I'm tired. I had a long day today.
Tired?
Yeah. I did a little bit of overtime tonight. So I usually don't do much overtime, to be honest with you, but I did today and I'm a little tired. This is the busiest time of year for us. The October, November, and December, with all the heating startups, we kind of get caught behind in the maintenances because the service calls come first. And I'm sure that's the way with every other company out there. They prioritize by putting their calls first, and then possibly their maintenance gets backlogged a little bit, and that happens to us every year around this time, but we get through it. And then Christmas comes and it kind of slows down a little bit after Christmas, so that's a good thing. So you guys are busy right now, aren't you?
Yeah, we're getting busy. It's it's winter, obviously, but we're getting ready for the season next year, and we have some new products coming out, and we're just building the brand and doing things to make it happen in 2019.
Nice. So
getting ready for the show in January and in Atlanta. We have some other shows in the spring and looking for good things to happen next year.
Yeah, those shows that move around the US, those are pretty big shows. I'd like to one day relieve my duties at home and try to get down to one. I know I was in one in Toronto. They do one every 2 years in Toronto here. And I was at that one in March. And it's a fairly big show. But I don't know how it compares to some of these shows that are down in the US, like the one that's going to be in Atlanta in January. Are they fairly big? Like how many?
They're big. They're I'm guessing somewhere between 70,000, 80,000 attendees, and I think it's the biggest show in the world. So there's one over in Italy that's fairly big in March, but I think this is the biggest globally, and I believe it's something like 100 countries represented, and you get people there from all across the world.
Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean the HVAC and refrigeration industry is very, very big. I just hope we can continue to pump these young kids into the trade, and it doesn't die off eventually. But anyway, let's get into what you guys are doing over at Cool Air Products. So if you want to go in, like, you've never been on the podcast before, so if you want to talk a little bit about your background and how the company kind of started and what the company is doing right now as far as the products that are being sold and available to all the techs.
Sure. Yeah, it's my first podcast, and I do like your style, Gary. I called you yesterday, and you called me back, and you said, let's do a podcast tomorrow. I said, okay, well, we do have a script. No. What are you going to ask me? I don't know. I said, well, what time do you want to do it? 7 o'clock? I said, well, I have basketball practice for my 10-year-old son at 8 that I've been out to coach, and I think you said you had soccer from 6 to 7. So you said, let's sit in our cars at 7 and do it. Here we are.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. I like the organic conversations. I mean, I've always taken some notes here and there, but I find the organic conversation works a lot better rather than the scripted conversations. So anyway, yeah, like sure. You said, we're here. So let's get into kind of the background, what you guys are up to.
So I actually started the company out of my garage back in 2014, and I have a background in the rail industry. So we started, when I say rail, I mean trains. We started on OEM systems, on passenger HVAC systems for rail cars all across the world back in 2014. Things like metro systems and high-speed rail, anywhere from New York City to China. And many of these systems, in a rail car, if the AC goes out, obviously passengers are upset, and you take the car to service, you got to take the unit down, and these are big units. Most rail cars have 2 or 3 units on the top. So we found that our products were ideal mainly for preventing leaks and keeping cars in service, but also for repairing leaks. So that's where we started back in 14. From there, we got into the rail freight business, cold storage. Kind of went a little bit different from everybody else in this business. From there, I went into refrigeration, and then just last year entered this space, the commercial residential HVAC business. So, like I said, we kind of went a different route to get here, but that's how we got here.
Nice. So I didn't even think about the AC on our, like, a train. So is it kind of like almost like an RV style air conditioner sitting on the top? Is that kind of what it's like, or is it a little bit different than that?
Exactly. So these, the rail manufactured units are rooftop units. They're large. They're anywhere from 4 feet wide to 6 feet wide, and anywhere from 6 to 10 feet long. So, very large. We did that. It's kind of like if you look at a bus, refrigerated trucking, RV, and then rail. So the same kind of unit. But, in that business, and we were very fortunate to hook up with an OEM that did work globally. That business, it's very costly to have a unit down.
So when you were in this business, was ACs installed in these trains, were they susceptible to leaking a lot?
Well, they are, because, you know, you take a look at what you see in a residential unit, and then you add the constant vibration of going down the track. It's even worse than a refrigerated truck, because you have that constant vibration, and that obviously affects the coils.
Yeah, I was going to say that. Like, I mean, you have a residential unit sitting on the ground. I mean, there's going to be vibration from the fan and the compressor running, obviously, but not nearly as much as a train slamming down the tracks, like, constantly.
Mm-hmm.
So Cool Air Products, so did that start in 2014, or did it kind of evolve into that afterwards?
No, the company started in 2014, and
okay.
Our original product name was called RailCool.
Okay.
Obviously for cooling rail vehicles. And then we trademarked the name SmartSeal about a year later for this space.
Nice. So SmartSeal, let's get into what SmartSeal is and how it works and kind of the background on that. So SmartSeal QuickShot 3-in-1 is the first product we're going to talk about. Now, what is that? What is that product? What is it used for? How is it installed? How did we come about creating it?
All right. Well, our first product, it was RailCool, and then SmartSeal was actually a 1.5 ounce technology with a large syringe. With the SmartSeal QuickShot, we were able to develop a concentrated version of the solution. So instead of a 1.5 or 2 ounce product, we got down to 0.2 ounces. So 10% of the amount going into the system. But because of the concentration, it was just as effective. So the 3-in-1 is obviously the sealant. We added a lubricant. And the third feature is a solvent-free UV dye. So all of that, all 3-in-1 in 0.2 ounces.
Yeah, that's a small dose for sure. So the 3-in-1, now we talk about this product, this internal sealant, and there's so many opinions out there on these sealants. There's so many different manufacturers of them. And yours is oil-based, correct? So can we talk about a little bit between the difference between oil-based and polymer-based for a minute?
Okay. So polymer-based, the way they work, and they're effective, but there's a difference. Polymer-based, it's a chemical reaction. So it will react to air and moisture, and that will create a hard seal. Our product, which is non-polymer-based, is not a chemical reaction, but a mechanical action. And what that means is, number one, it stays in the system, where a polymer base, once the seal is created, you're done. A non-polymer base, once the seal is completed, the rest still stays in the system and prevents future leaks. But really the way it works is the molecules of the solution, they are suspended in the system, and as they travel with the lubricant, they grab on the molecules grab on to the surface of where the leak is, and gradually it's like blood. So blood and platelets, if you get a cut, blood will travel to your system and create a seal on where that cut is. It's
okay.
Kind of the same concept as blood platelets, but it's a mechanical action, not a chemical reaction.
Nice. So the polymer-based stuff, we hear horror stories about, and I've seen pictures online about how this stuff, you can squeeze it into a jar, and then like several hours later, it's just crystallized and hardened and stuff like that. So I think that's what everybody is scared of when they use these products. They think they're all the same, but in actual fact, they're not. But when I think of the polymer-based stuff, I think of, okay, I shove it in a system. Now what happens if I have to open that system back up later on? If I open that system up and it's sitting, getting air and moisture in for a few hours while the compressor's out or the, the dryer's out or I'm changing a TX valve or whatever I'm doing, all the air and moisture is going to start getting into that system. So we're going to have that same crystallization and hardening. So once you put that refrigerant back in and get it all running again, then you could have issues where you have small orifices or TX valves or any type of valve in that system that's clogged up because of that stuff. So the oil-based stuff doesn't work in that manner. That's what you're saying, right?
Right. And I think you did a great test on your site with a video and where you put our product into a bottle of water and you watched the reaction.
I was going to ask you if that was even a good test because I just know that the polymer stuff, once it hits water, once it hits air, it hardens and crystallizes. So I'm like, okay, the oil-based stuff, the Smart Seal 3-in-1, I'm going to shove it into this bottle and I'm going to see if anything hardens. And right. I've still got the bottle in my truck and there's nothing hard in it. It's just, it looks like oil and water mixed together. You know how it just separates from each other. There's no hard deposits. There's nothing in there whatsoever. So that's really good. And I was going to ask you, was that even a good experiment or was that just kind of a waste of time? But you're validating that it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. And you know, the thing with polymer base, as you mentioned with clogging, you're also going to have a problem if it's not stored properly, where the chemical reaction can occur in the packaging.
Uh-huh.
So it might happen. It might happen in your van. It might happen in a shelf. So having a non-polymer based formula, that will never happen.
Yeah. So let me ask you about the other two components, the lubricant and the dye. What are those for?
Well, the dye is, it's a solvent-free dye, and you know, obviously solvents are bad for systems. But the dye is there. I think we're gonna, you know, even though we aren't the biggest company out there or the, you know, been around the longest, I think we were the first company to have a dye in the sealant. So, you know, that was before others added to it. And, you know, now we're 3-in-1. I think we're the only one that's 3-in-1. But the UV dye is, if there's large holes, then the dye will expose those large holes. Most leak sealants, internal leak sealants, will seal a hole anywhere from 200 to 400 microns. And, you know, once you get above that, then, you know, you can't seal it with an internal sealant. So that's where the UV dye comes into play. And you find a dye and you find your larger leak.
So you can use any kind of black light with the dye? It's not a special light?
Okay. Yes.
All right, cool.
Yes.
So the
big thing is solvent-free, so you're not affecting O-rings. You're not reducing any power or viscosity, and you're not going to harm the system. That's a big thing, solvent-free.
Yeah, that's good to know because I didn't know the difference between solvent-free dye and dye with solvent in it. I had no idea, but that is a good point that you bring up. And the other part of that was the lubricant. What kind of lubricant is in there, and how does it work in the system?
So we actually sell the lubricant separately. And you know, we call it separately, it's called Smart Shock Cool Enhancer, but what it is, it's a performance enhancer that's composed of two catalysts and a lubricating agent. And that enables the system to work at maximum efficiency. So talking about improving your heat transfer, your cooling capacity, producing colder air, compressor's not working as hard, saving some energy.
You still there?
Yes.
Sorry. I thought I lost you there. It just went quiet. So the lubricant helps with the, like if you have a compressor that's kind of over the years, kind of just the oil's been breaking down on it and stuff, it kind of helps wash that away and not wash the oil away, but wash away those hard deposits of oil and get those parts moving freely again. Right? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Okay.
And the odds are, if you're putting a leak sealant into the system, then this lubricant will help. It's going to be an older system.
Okay. So the 3-in-1 has, like, is that a full dose of it? Or is that just
not
kind
a,
of?
No.
Okay.
No, it's not a full dose. We sell a full dose separately, which is 0.2 ounces.
Okay.
So, you know, if you really want to have maximum improvement, you can use the full dose, but the three in one has a partial dose.
Okay. Gotcha. All right. So you kind of touched on, when to use it for the leak size. So the average tech is not going to be able to measure, or any tech is not going to be able to measure a leak that small when they decide, hey, I want to try to use Smart Seal in a unit. So what is the best way to determine if it's going to work? Like if I have a residential unit, a 2-ton that's leaking every spring I go to start it up, it's missing a half pound of refrigerant. Is that the time to use it, or like, or can we put it in if it's losing a couple of pounds a year? Or like, how do we determine when and where to use it?
You know, there's an exact science and formula for this, but you know what I tell people is, if you're losing your charge in a week, it's a big hole.
Yeah.
If you're losing charge in a month or 2 months, you know, typically that's a small pinhole. So you know, we have detailed instructions on the exact way to find out if the hole's small enough or to seal.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, generally it's you know, how fast it loses its charge.
Yeah, and these days, evaporator formicary corrosion, like, and a lot of people haven't heard that term, and I don't know if it's kind of a newer term in the industry or not, but it's kind of like when there could be chemicals in the air, possibly that break down the copper, and it's already paper thin. We all know that. All the techs that are working out on these things, the evaporator coils, the copper or the condenser coils, the copper is like paper thin. You take a torch to it, it just kind of melts. So you gotta be careful when you're trying to repair it. But if the leaks are pinholes and you got a whole bunch of them all over the place, and your customer can't afford to get a new one, or you're in commercial or server rooms and there's logistic times and lead times and all that kind of stuff, this product will get you by until you can get a replacement coil type thing. And that's kind of what it's designed for, right?
Right. We don't claim to be the cure-all for everything, but, you know, it's great for a quick repair. It's great for, let's put this in the system. Mr. Customer, if it works, great. If it doesn't work, we'll come back and refund that from you and put in a new coil. Like you said before on your site, it's not something for everyday use, but it has the right application.
Yeah, and it just adds to a bag. Like I keep saying this, the bag of tricks for a technician to have. The more options you have for your customer, the more your customer is going to be happy, and the more they're going to be a return customer and a paying customer, because you can provide them with options. If you just walk away and say, I'm done, then you're going to lose out on their business and possibly potential business in the future. So that being said,
but now that being said, sorry, I just
that's okay.
Words there.
Yeah.
That being said, we do have contractors that put our product in at every new installation.
Really?
Because because of there's so many leak issues now with, you know, like you said, corrosion and, you know, bad manufacturing practices out of the country and moisture from the refrigerant, that we do have contractors that use it in every install. And, you know, people say, well, you know, the manufacturer won't warranty that, and you know, our customers say, well, they don't pay my bills. You know, we have contractors that say my customers that I serve pay my bills, not the manufacturer. So
we don't promote that,
but it happens.
That's actually a good point. Yeah. The manufacturers aren't paying the bills of the contractors doing the work. The customers are. And if the customer's happy, you're making money.
Right. Now going back to the Smart Seal, from an install standpoint, the unique thing on our product is we have a reusable injector.
Yep.
And most injectables out there are one-time use. And we looked at this, and about 70 to 80% of the cost of manufacturing an injectable is actually in that injector. So why would you buy that product that you're paying for and throw it away? Now, obviously, you have packaging, maybe some non-recurring costs and R&D on the sealant. But with our system, you take the most expensive part, you put it in your pocket, and then you fill it up when you want to use it again, and you're saving 50% every time you inject the sealant. So, I think that makes a big difference because, again, you're throwing away the most expensive part of the manufacturing process.
Yeah, no, I get what you're saying there because, I don't have much experience using these old stuff, and I've never been a guy, and I'll be honest, it's just until recently I realized there's polymer-based and oil-based stuff. So I haven't really been going around and testing a whole lot of it until you guys approached me and said, hey, you want to test my product? I'm like, I don't know if I want to put this in anything. And then I started learning about it. I'm like, oh, there's oil-based stuff. There's non-clogging stuff. Okay, maybe I will try it and see what happens. And that's when...
And Gary, for the record, Ken sent, for all your listeners, he sent it to you a year ago. And it took you a year because you really wanted to do a lot of testing and you didn't want to make a quick judgment. And it took a year for you to come back and say, you know what, this stuff works.
Yeah, no, it did. And I wrote an article and I explained that in the article. Like, it was basically last December, almost a year to the day, that I added it to a small condensing unit and that was leaking about every 6 months. I'd have to go and put some more gas in it. We'd leak check it. And we could never find where the leak was. The evaporator was replaced a few years ago and we thought that was it. But then every 6 months again, it would be losing a few ounces or a half pound a charge. And we're like, where's it going? And some of the piping runs through some concrete and that. So we think it might be in there and we're looking at replacing the machine anyway. But since I put it in, I mean, it's been great. So, and yeah, like you said, a year it took before I said, yep, I'm confident the stuff works, and then we'll. I don't mind telling other techs about it because I'm not gonna take a product off the shelf and go, look, this, use this just because I say so. No, it's because I've tested it and I know it works. So if you want to touch on, I know that you have a YouTube video. Maybe you can refer people to, and there's like two or three different ways that the sealer gets injected into the system. Maybe they can go check that out after.
Well, sure. We have a YouTube channel, but what you're referring to is for our quick shot.
Oh, okay.
We have a reusable injector, and then you buy the refills. With every refill, that comes with a quick connect 1/4 inch and 5/16 adapter. And the reason we have those is it's for low pressure systems. So for a low pressure system, you just plunge the product in with this quick adapter. And when I say low pressure, about 130 PSI or less.
Okay.
The old style large syringes that were 2 ounces, anything over 40 PSI, you need a caulk gun. But for this, because of the compact design of the syringe, you can push in up to 130 PSI. So
okay.
Option one, high pressure, you use the injector tool that's reusable. Option two, lower pressure, or for appliances or refrigeration, you just push it in with the adapter. And then option three, instead of using your manifolds to inject the product under high pressure, we have a smart adapter hose where you just simply hook the hose, the high side, to the reusable injector into the low side. With two valves, and you release the product right into the system without use of your manifolds.
Gotcha. Okay. So they can go check that in your YouTube channel. What's that called?
It's Cool Air Products.
Cool Air Products on YouTube. Okay.
Yeah, I think it's it's Cool Air Products. I don't know if it has a certain.
Well, I'm sure if they go to YouTube and type in Cool Air Products,
yeah.
I'm sure they'll find it. So one of the other product that we we're going to discuss here is the which is pretty unique because there are other companies that do make internal sealants, and this one's a lot more unique because I haven't really seen anybody else doing this, and that's the Smart Seal External, which is another product I tested back. I believe it was in September. I tested it out, and I just took a big chunk off, and I drilled a hole into I took a 5/16 self-tapping screw, drilled a hole into the copper pipe, sealed it on both ends, and put a little fitting so I could pressurize it. And I went up to, I think it was like 425 PSI, and it held for over an hour at that pressure. Soaped it, no bubbles, nothing. So how did we come about with the external product?
Well, it's what is described. It's an external putty, two-piece epoxy, and unlike other plumbing epoxies or JB Weld, this product is designed for this industry. So it's been tested with all lubricants, all refrigerants, engineered for this industry. It is for large holes. So like I mentioned before, the pinholes are, you know, up to 500 microns, where this will seal holes up to 5 millimeters, or 10 times the size. So 5 millimeters, about the size of a pencil eraser. So large holes, you know, obviously you find the leaks with a UV dye. If the holes are too large, you come back with the external. It's simply a mixture with your fingers. There's no added water. There's no tools. There's no hazardous material. You blend it with your fingers. You wrap this product around the external of the surface, or the coil or the pipe, where the leak is, and you can cure it in as fast as an hour, and it will seal, like, again, 5 millimeters up to 825 PSI. So, we say it's a permanent seal. It's proven and tested to last 12 to 15 years. But you know, you can also use it as quick repair. You know, we don't think guys should be walking around with you know, buckets of external, putting it everywhere. But you know, like you said on your video, it's ideal if there's a coil in back order, or you can't get a flame, or it's a tight space, or it's an aluminum coil and you don't have the skill, your people don't have the skills to braze aluminum. It's great for where copper meets aluminum, and it's, you know, again, it's something that you can wrap around the pipe and you have a seal within, you know, less than an hour.
Yeah, and I mean, it was about an hour when I didn't have a heat gun or like a hair dryer or anything like that, so I just chucked the pipe up onto my dash and threw the defrost on to full. It was like just the end of the summer, so it was warm outside and it was like roasting in my truck, but that's the way I cured it, and it was rock solid in just less than an hour. And I still pulled a vacuum on it just in case there was any soft parts of it like inside near the hole, just to try to kind of suck it into place. I was just trying to go through the repair as if it was being done on an actual unit, because you'd be pulling a vacuum on a unit after the repair anyway. So I was just kind of going through the motions just to see what would happen. So one of the places I can think of this being a good spot is, there's been many times on older units that are ready to go, but they need to get through one more summer, and there's condenser leaks like in the middle of the condenser, and it's very difficult. You got to cut away or use your torch to melt away the aluminum fins, whatever. And we all know that copper on the coil is paper thin. And I've seen a lot of guys damage it by putting their torch through. And you got to be very, very skilled to make your braze. So I could see it being a really good option to wrap around a condenser pipe in the middle of the condenser where it starts to leak in the very middle, to get you through the summer or a couple of years until that unit is replaced. Where are you seeing guys using it the most when you get the feedback from the guys out in the field?
Man, we hear all kinds of stories. and listen, we're not trying to unskill the labor force, and you know, this is not something to replace skill. It's just something that, you know, if you have in your truck, believe me, you're going to find a spot to use it.
And well, like, yeah, it's just another option.
Yeah, it's just an option. And for guys that are doing plumbing too, it works for plumbing. But, you know, it's designed for HVAC. It's designed for high pressure. It's another tool in the toolbox. And, you know, we get stories all the time. You know what? I had it and I used it on a hot water heater, or I had it and I used it on a drain, or, you know, so it's just, you know, for the price that it cost, it's very cost effective. It looks like a Tootsie Roll when you slice off the ends and you get two or three or maybe four uses out of a roll. So it's just another tool to have in the toolbox. And you know, I think the place that we hear it the most is where copper meets aluminum.
Yeah, that would be a place, because I don't really get to see a lot of aluminum coils, to be honest with you, but I see a lot of pictures of them online, and I see a lot of pictures of them leaking right where that copper and aluminum meet. And I actually got a message from somebody in the last month or so. I think they're a reefer tech. They work on the trucks, and they wanted to use it on one of the reefer units on the trucks, but because you guys are just slowly getting into Canada now, because this was a Canadian tech and you couldn't find it anywhere. But you guys have it available in Canada in some places now?
Yes, we do now. That had been a priority. Obviously, we started in the U.S. and you know, more of the southern U.S. and we've made our way north to you. We're in a good spot now in Canada, and it's all set up.
Yeah, so I mean, it helps too if guys are walking into the supply house and asking for it, and then it kind of sparks the interest, and then the powers that be in that supply house start looking into it a little bit more, and then that helps you guys out. So
sure.
I mean, where so in Canada right now, if the Canadian techs are out there looking for your products, where right now can they find it in Canada?
Well, I don't like to give out individual wholesalers, because
okay, that's fine.
We're talking, we have a couple and we're talking to three or four more.
All right. That's
fine. We also have some online sellers, that sell and ship to Canada. One of your sponsors does. And, that's worked out well for us, True Tech. But, yeah, we're in a good spot in Canada. I did mention True Tech because they are one of your sponsors, but I try not to give out too many wholesalers if I don't have to.
And that's a recent thing, right? So now your products are available at True Tech Tools, and the 8% discount code should apply to it, right?
Sure, it does. It does.
Awesome. So you guys that are listening, if you don't know, I have an 8% discount for tools at True Tech Tools. You use code KNOWITALL, KNOWITALL at checkout. That works for most of the tools in their online store, and now it works for Cool Air products stuff. So that's awesome.
Yeah. Maybe I should name the wholesalers up in Toronto, so it'll get the other guys to sign up too.
Hey, that's up to you. That's your call.
No, it's going well, and we're happy to move into Canada.
Awesome. So it's good to see that you're growing. And you'd only be growing if people were finding uses for your product. So obviously techs out there are finding uses for your stuff, and you're getting into the suppliers, and techs are hearing about it and trying it out, and you're getting some good feedback. So that's awesome.
And that's our customer. Our customer, you know, we design products that are technician friendly. Our customer is the technician. So obviously wholesalers play an important role in the supply chain and stocking product and informing, giving information to the contractors, the technicians. But, you know, you guys are our customers. We want to please you.
No, you're absolutely right.
That's our goal.
You're absolutely right, because we're the guys that are going into the supply house and buying the products, and they're just supplying it for us. So, awesome. So if you got nothing else to throw in, little tidbits or anything like that, then I think we're good to go. I think we've touched on a lot of good stuff, and I think the good techs out there know enough about your products to go check it out, test it out, and
A couple things. Just a couple bullet points here.
Sure.
All of our products are Intertech tested, which is a third-party testing agency.
Awesome.
All of our products are 100% non-toxic, non-flammable, and safe to the touch. So there's no warning labels. There's no can cause harm to your skin. There's no, even in California, which is a Prop 65, we don't have any chemicals that cause cancer or birth defects. So 100% safe, Intertech tested. We have an R&D department. We have, I'm not the scientist in the group. I started the business, but one of my partners is a scientist. So maybe at a future date, we can get very technical and talk about the science of things. But, we're here to help the technician, and we want to sell product to you.
And your website for more info is coolairproducts.net, correct?
Coolairproducts.net. And the YouTube videos will actually be on that website.
Awesome. Okay.
As well as YouTube. Anyone who called me or one of my partners, Ken, who many of you might know out there, and we are always available. We are a 24/7 service oriented. You call us anytime, you'll get feedback.
So I know how that feels.
Serious.
No, I know. I'm laughing serious. Because I wake up at 2 a.m. and I look at my phone and I get a question. How much does a tech make per hour? I'm like, oh man, I know how you feel. It's 24/7. So yeah, that's good though, because engaging with people.
I love work. Yeah.
Yeah, engaging with people is what it's all about. When you engage and you're on the same level as the people that you're discussing things with, like I'm on the level of the techs that listen to the podcast and follow me on Instagram, we're all on the same level. So that's why it works out so well, because I'm just talking to guys just like me. That's what it is.
Yeah. And we're not a big corporation, so I like working on Saturday and Sunday because my competition is not in some cases. That's what we do. We're very responsive. And, again, we're here for contractors.
Awesome. Cool. Okay. So guys, check out coolairproducts.net, check out the YouTube videos. And, if you guys want to get a hold of Mike or Ken, what's your phone number, Mike? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, let's put it out there. 443-506-8560.
Oh, you're a brave soul.
I'm gonna get all kinds of texts tonight, 2 a.m. You working 24/7?
Yeah, you're a brave man for doing that. I'd never give my phone number out. Awesome. Okay, cool. So guys, take it easy. Me and Mike are just gonna talk privately after, so that's the end of the interview. So Mike, have a great night, but we'll have a little chat after this. So, guys, take it easy.
All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, full disclosure, this is the second outro I'm recording, because the first one, I listened to it, and I said coolairproducts.com, where it's actually coolairproducts.net. So I apologize if you listened to it the first time. If you're hearing it again the second time, I'm just correcting myself on this outro. But thanks again to Mike for getting onto the podcast. coolairproducts.net. Obviously, we had a very genuine conversation. I enjoyed it. I learned some stuff, and I thought it was really hilarious and really cool at the same time that Mike gave out his phone number. So that just shows confidence in the product he's selling and his customer service and support. This is the last podcast before Christmas, guys. So have a Merry Christmas to you and your family. I'm out. Happy HVACing.